these airwaves here. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are awaiting you there. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. We do it free over at freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
All right, so once again, 855-450-FREE. Plenty of stuff to talk about here tonight. And maybe we'll get to the TSA stories I've been teasing for a couple days on this program. Well, we've actually got some school-related stories that are coming up as well. Some pretty outrageous stuff coming out of your local government. Well, what could be your local government school? These things can happen anywhere. Everything from booby bracelets being banned to pepper sprayed for being late to class. That and more all on the way at 855-450-FREE. But I guess rather than continue to tease it, let's put it out there. Because a woman has been videotaped naked at Denver International Airport.
Okay.
Did y'all hear about this one?
Was she naked on her own volition?
Yes, apparently she was. And the news, according to Fox 31 in Denver, is that she caused a stir Tuesday morning when she stripped naked inside Concourse B. The incident happened at about 8:45 in the morning when, according to the spokes bureaucrat for the airport, the woman was caught smoking a cigarette at the gate in a non-smoking area.
Uh-oh.
At some point, after airport workers told her to extinguish the cigarette, the woman took off her clothing.
Wow.
Is there any point to that?
I don't know. She wasn't at the security section. She was waiting for her plane. So she'd already gotten through the TSA security checkpoint and was just at the gate number 81, B81, and she just stripped down. Denver police say it was unrelated to the smoking issue. One witness who didn't want his name used said other passengers on the concourse did not find the striptease amusing. Most were shocked, he told Fox 31 of Denver. No one really noticed her at first because people were trying to get to their planes. Then everyone realized she was just standing there, completely naked. The whole incident played out over a span of about 20 minutes before authorities eventually transported the woman to a hospital.
It's my theory that only about 5% of the population is something that you want to see naked anyway. Does she enter the 5% or the 95%?
I'd say she's probably in the 95%.
Okay.
It's hard to tell. It's grainy video. It's kind of far off from a distance. So
she should be arrested and carted away.
That's a shame. You don't mean that, Mark.
That is so mean, Mark.
Come on. You don't really mean that.
I don't really want to see her naked, I can tell you that.
Oh, so what? What's the big deal? I mean, does it really matter whether she's naked or she has her clothes on?
I mean, putting clothes on an unattractive body isn't going to necessarily make it a lot more attractive. You're still going to have to see someone who's unattractive.
It's true, but it doesn't stand out in the same way. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, that's because there's a stigma with nudity.
Uh-huh. Right. I wouldn't disagree with that.
Somebody who decides to get naked in the airport for whatever reason, whether it's a protest or whatever, maybe they just want to have a little fun, that they should not be taken to a mental hospital.
I'm not certain that the story doesn't... I don't have all the facts as to whether or not this woman should be taken to a mental hospital. At this point, I'd say the jury's still out from what I've heard so far. However, if I ran a retail store and a person wanted to come in and hang out naked, and that person was not of the 5% that's worth looking at naked, I would probably expect to lose a certain amount of business because people would be like, I'm uncomfortable. And they'd want to walk out.
Sure. Well, I mean, as a store owner, you have the right to set whatever rules you want for your property.
And certainly some airports are public domain, and I get the problems that come inherent with public property. I mean, this woman's taxes probably go to keep this airport open, so why shouldn't she be able to take her clothes off? I've heard it all before. But, you know, it isn't accepted, and it generally makes people uncomfortable.
Now, I haven't seen an update on this story, and I did just I looked for one quickly here. They don't reveal her name in the piece that we were just sharing with you from the Denver TV station. And there were a lot of this kind of made it into, you know, the AP, and it made it into a bunch of different places. But it was only a few days ago, so nobody's followed up on this. We don't know if this woman's still being held in the hospital.
Could be.
We don't know what has happened to her. So all we know is that she's been taken away and taken to a hospital. It doesn't say which hospital. It doesn't say if it's a crazy hospital or what.
What's even worse is if she was traveling, then she might be really far away from home where people could help her.
That's a great point. Who knows what her personal status is, because we don't even know what her name is. And if there is some news about this and I'm missing it, please feel free to call in at 855-453. Maybe there's some local news organizations in Denver or in the Denver area that are following this closer than some of the mainstream media might be. Because I have to say I have a little concern for her. They do have these laws in some places in Florida. There's one called the Baker Act, where basically anybody that... they can essentially accuse you. Somebody can accuse you of being nuts or a danger to yourself or others, and they can lock you away.
For 3 days.
For 3 days. In a crazy house or in a jail or something like that. You don't even have to prove it, as I understand it.
It has to be done by a licensed psychiatrist, I believe.
Really?
Yes, because there was a case out on Longboat Key, I'm sure maybe you'll remember this one, where a licensed psychiatrist lived on Longboat Key and didn't like her neighbor very much, so she had him Baker acted.
Yeah, well, I mean, the state certainly has licensed psychologists or psychiatrists working for their operations, so if a state shrink decides that you need to be Baker acted or whatever they call it, they have these different... They have different names for it in different states. But if they decide that you need to be locked away for your own good, supposedly, then they can just do that. And so somebody could very well have looked at this case, some state worker who's licensed, could have looked at this case and said, yep, this lady needs to cool down in the crazy ward for 3 days.
Yeah, it's definitely a misuse of the idea of having hospitals for people that aren't adapting well to their surroundings. But at the same time, I think it's frustrating when people think that because someone adapts their surroundings differently, maybe they don't, you know, stigmas don't, you know, they don't get that. They don't see anything wrong with being naked in this story and take their clothes off. Well, then people assume that they're crazy because they're not following social order.
Well, I don't know that it's definitely a... I don't think I have enough information as to know whether or not this woman is bat-ass insane, right? And I couldn't say. So, do you think that anybody should be locked up? That under no circumstance should a person who is mentally ill, who has not yet harmed another individual, should be locked up?
I mean, if it's like they're on someone's public or private property and they're asked to leave and they don't, then I could see justification for removing them from the property.
What about threats?
Threats? Well, threats are sort of an act of aggression. You don't have a right to threaten anything that you don't have a right to do.
Okay. And have you ever dealt with a person who seems a little unhinged?
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That didn't actually threaten you, but felt threatening?
I feel like it's sort of part of work. You know, if your job is to sort of watch over a store, you know, anything like that, if you're going to have to deal with potentially... mentally unstable people, you kind of have to learn how to deal with them so that you're not escalating a situation, so that they'll just go away and not, you know, make a big commotion. You don't want to, like, freak them out or accuse them of things. You just have to use, like, kid gloves with some people, I guess.
I do like what Allie's saying about it's all right to take somebody off of a property. I don't know if I agree with putting them in a cage unless they've actually harmed somebody. I think that's the only time that that's ever justified. But there is an update. I did find an update on the woman at DIA. And it's pretty much what the original article said. The Denver police did not plan on charging her, and this is basically a follow-up saying, indeed, she is not going to face charges. But the really kind of a disturbing part of this is it turns out she was taken away to an unspecified hospital for psychiatric and other medical evaluations, according to the police. In addition to that, they say here that she was turned over to paramedics. It was not a police matter. This is a spokesman from the police department. It was a medical issue, he says. No information has been released, including her name, age, or flight destination, because of so-called medical privacy laws. So that's disturbing to me because, like you said, Allie, she's away from her, perhaps away from her family. Going home, maybe, or going on a business trip, or who knows? Who knows what happened? Her family may not recognize her from these photographs, relatively blurry snapshots of the video footage. Maybe nobody knows that she's in this mental hospital.
Could be.
They're not releasing her name. So what does that mean for somebody that is in a situation like this? How do they reach out to somebody that cares about them, or how does someone reach out to them? You don't even know where to find her. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. There are a number of features that are awaiting you. You can go and enjoy them for free, including the bulletin board system. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you can learn more about the Bitcoin over at weusecoins.org. If you haven't heard about the Bitcoin yet, if you care about the idea of alternative currencies, if you are interested in the future of currency, then you should look into this. It's really an amazing product. In fact, it's something that is offered not by a corporation, not by a government. It is money that was created by the open source movement. It is completely open source. It is completely decentralized. There's no way the government can take the Bitcoin down, and they hate it. The government people hate the Bitcoin because of that. It's a huge threat to their power structures, and you can go learn more about it at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. Plus, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your Bitcoins with cash over at bitinstant.com. As we continue with some TSA-related news, before we get to some school outrages, 855-450-FREE is our number. We'll also take your calls about anything. Zach's on the line in Minnesota on the AMP line. Hello, Zach.
Hello, how are you doing?
Zach, I don't know if we got a bad cell, but it was kind of tough to hear you there. Go ahead again.
Okay, how about now?
Much better.
Okay, just another one of my little scenarios for you. So just the other day, I was going to take a friend of mine on a motorcycle ride, and I told her that one of my conditions for anyone that rides with me is to wear a helmet. She said she'd rather not, and I insisted. Knowing my viewpoints on government and everything else, she playfully compared me to government and told me that it should be her choice, and even mentioned how I passionately rallied against a proposed helmet law here in Minnesota very recently. And I just want to know, what do you think about that? Am I being the same as government, or...
Heck no.
Or am I right?
Okay, did you want to go ahead, Allie?
I was just going to say, I mean, private property changes everything, as far as I'm concerned.
Meaning so, it's his...
Right.
Yeah, if it's
bike,
your
so.
Bike, and you're in control, and you're going to be responsible for whatever happens when you two are on the bike, then... Yeah, it's part of self-responsibility, and you should be able to set the rules because you're responsible.
The government should be able to force you to wear a helmet on any motorcycle that it pays for with money that it receives without using coercion.
Which, of course, is a fantasy world because that's just not the case when it comes to government. But you haven't coerced her. She doesn't have to ride your motorcycle with you. And so it's a completely consensual activity on her part. And if she doesn't consent in advance to your... But relatively reasonable rules, then she can go and find a ride on the happy bus.
There's no smoking in my cars.
Okay. I guess I didn't expect it to be a long conversation, but I just wanted to get your guys' viewpoints on it because that was kind of the stance I took. And it was a very playful conversation. It wasn't a real debate at all. I just wanted to see what you guys would have to say about it.
There Did you end up giving her a ride?
Oh yeah, we ended up going for a night. Right, and she wore one of my little half helmets. It was kind of a compromise.
And you would be, it would be your insurance policy that would have to pay out if somebody were injured. And I wonder, does the insurance policy pay out for a motorcycle person, a rider who is not wearing a helmet?
Yes, in most cases they do, and I know in my case it would.
Interesting.
I can't speak for the whole country and all companies, but...
I would suspect that insurance companies in states that don't have mandatory helmet laws have to cover any accident because states come up with all kinds of rules that mandate how insurance companies do business. I would suspect that in the absence of those rules, that you would have de facto helmet laws in the form of insurance companies saying, I mean, we're not going to pay out for anybody's not wearing a helmet.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, you wear a half a helmet, we'll pay half. Because, there's half helmets. Sorry. Not much to those things.
Thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. In other TSA-related news, the TSA outofourpants.wordpress.com has posted, they've posted in the past about how easy it is to take metal objects through the TSA body scanners undetected.
They're right.
And I don't know if y'all have seen this particular video, but it's fascinating. Essentially, what he talks about is that the body scanner technology that they have is designed to show, like if you got a gun tucked in your front belt or something like that, or a knife strapped to your arm or whatever, it's designed to basically create a black image against a white body. So kind of a reverse looking...
Does it do image. That?
It does do that. But what he pointed out was that if you were to, let's say, have your arms out at your sides, which you're supposed to do when you're in one of these machines, right? Or have your arms up or out at the sides or something like that. But if you've got your arms out and there's something like hanging underneath your arm and it's just against the air, essentially, it's not up against your body, there's no way this machine will detect it. It's completely invisible to the machine. Am I explaining correctly?
Yeah, I got it.
You understand? Okay, so...
But again, you used a visual for me here in the studio, so I'm not 100% sure. Now, I guess my question is...
If it's not contrasted against your body, then the machine won't see it. Does that make sense?
If your arms are perpendicular to your body, and then whatever it is that's hanging is perpendicular to your arm, it's hanging parallel to your body, would the machine not be able to see it from a side view coming in?
I don't know if they have a side view.
That's
a good question. But anyway, he seemed to be pretty sure that this was a way to beat the
thing that I went through had seemed to go, like move almost 180 degrees around my body.
Well, he says, in my last video, I demonstrated how easy it is to take a metal object through TSA new body scanners undetected. In this video, I interviewed an actual TSA screener to hear more about how these machines are an epic fail. Jennifer, who asked me not to use her real name or face, has been on the front lines of the TSA's checkpoints for the last 4 years. He goes on to point out that in the video, he says that says I showed the world it's trivial to beat the TSA's nude body scanners, and all it takes is simply strapping a metal object to your side. I refer to the program as a giant fraud and chose those words carefully. It was not an oversight, but rather the TSA knowingly imposed these virtual strip searches on us despite the fact that they don't work. Now, how can I be so sure the TSA knew the scanners were broken? Well, in the first video, I referred to other countries who take aviation security more seriously and had rejected the scanners years ago. Over the last year, we've also seen almost the entirety of Europe has backtracked on the body scanners, and there have been dozens of research studies that have shown vulnerabilities in the technology, of which the TSA must surely be aware. But most importantly, I know because TSA employees have told me so. In the last year and a half since I filed my lawsuit against the scanners and the groping, I've received hundreds of emails and thousands of comments on my blog, and some from actual TSA employees who've seen the scanners fail firsthand. One of them was nice enough to sit down for an interview with me, and he mentions that it's Jennifer. And he says to her that were there specific times where this machine didn't work for either someone testing it or a passenger went through and it was determined that they went through with metal objects? And she says, absolutely, yes. Metal or non-metal, big or small, things like wallets, for instance. So you'd send someone through the scanner and you'd see a bulge in their pocket, but the scanner would show nothing. And she says, yes.
Really?
Things during training, she says, absolutely. What would you test it with when you were testing the machine? She said there were different props, guns, knives, bags of powder that were supposed to resemble explosive material. Sometimes these would just go through completely undetected, he asks, and she says, absolutely. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So is it all about a big contract for a company?
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FAKETV.com. FAKETV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. 1-855-450-3733. And it's brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com, where there are a number of features that await you. The features there include the mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, visit m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. You'll get quick access to our live streams and podcast, as well as the software that you'll need to listen in over at m.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to pick up some precious metals, either gold or silver, you can do it at gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. They are a parent company to the company that hosts Free Talk Live out on the satellite. And I've done a lot of business with them. I've bought a lot of precious metals from Midas Resources, and I can assure you, you can trust them to provide you some of the best prices that you'll be able to find on the internet, and get it to you fast and easy. They took care of everything. You go to gold.freetalklive.com, and when you buy gold from gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so once again, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We are sharing with you an interview of a TSA agent that is conducted by TSA out of our pants.wordpress.com. And the agent did not want to be revealed. Her face had to be blurred out from the video. And I'm sharing with you some of the transcript of the video posted here on this piece, where the interviewer, John, is asking her, and we're going to call her Jennifer for the purposes of discussion, but Jennifer is being asked about how these scanners have huge security holes. This is just part of the way they work. They're designed, according to him, to show things in contrast against your body. So if there's an object that is up against your body, like in a belt, you know, in your belt, in the front of your pants or something like that, it's going to show it very clearly.
You know, the TSA tested itself, its own red team tested itself in Dallas International Airport with a Glock and 5 out of 5 times they missed it. I'm not entirely sure that something that's up against your body is necessarily going to show up on that scanner.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to work, at least. Just because they missed it doesn't mean they were paying attention or who knows what was going on.
And that picture that we were all shown of the body was the body with a light blue body with a dark gun. And,
yeah, that was not the real scan.
It was an artist's rendition of what this looks like as opposed to real life.
It seems like it's not really an effective way to, definitely not an effective way to counter terrorism, but that also it's left up too much to interpretation. Because if you're just reading folds in the, I don't know, I've seen some of these scans, but none of those are real. The ones like online, I hear.
I couldn't say I am not an expert in this area, but that's what I've read.
Well, back when this technology was really being pushed, there was a particular scan of appeared to be a scan of a lady who was had a very nice body, a blonde-haired woman or whatever.
Going to put up an ugly fat dude.
Right, and so they showed that, and that was the one that was manufactured, as I understand it. Actually be real scans that you can find out there if you just look for them. But anyway, we go on here with what his interview was with the TSA agent. She's already admitted that there's a number of things that they would test and that it would just go through completely undetected. He goes on to say that if that wasn't scary enough, the TSA deployed these machines knowing they could take simulated bombs right through them. Jennifer tells me they were forcing screeners to run these radiation machines who hadn't, according to the TSA's own policies, been properly trained. He says they tried to send you to the machines and you said, "Hold on, I'm not certified," to them. She said, "That's correct." And then in December, I guess you tried the same thing, and they said, "Too bad." She says, "We were forced to work on these machines." So basically, there were so few of us that were actually trained to work on the machines, they essentially forced us to do so. And he asks, "Well, so they didn't care if you were certified or not?" And she says, "No, I actually went to my supervisor the first day, and another officer and myself had this concern that, look, we've never worked on this particular machine. We don't know what to do." And his answer was, "Sorry, we don't have enough staffing. You're going to have to work on it."
Look at stuff.
Yeah. She said, according to her, whether she was certified or not, she was told to just get on the machine and have your coworkers help you. After Jennifer was repeatedly ignored when she brought these issues up with management, she contacted her representatives in Congress for assistance, after which the TSA promptly began the process of firing her. A process, by the way, which took the TSA 3 months, during which Jennifer was forced to sit around on the taxpayer's dime and do absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Fortunately, Jennifer turns in her uniform today. She said that, according to her, she sent her a letter in on January 1st and came back from a sick leave about a week later and was immediately removed from screening duties. So all it took for her to get fired from the TSA was to go and become a whistleblower, essentially. On what they were up to.
Yeah, the Obama administration, Obama ran on the idea that we're going to have transparency in government, and he has been the most voracious since he got in office. The government has been the most voracious it's ever been against whistleblowers.
According to the story here, there's one more outrage, and every time another TSA employee is arrested, we're up to at least 60 in the last 12 months, the TSA spouts off on their blog about the professionalism of their employees. Just as when they're caught on video molesting children at airports, they defend their employees' fondlings as by the book, and that book being what they call the Screening Checkpoint Standard Operating Procedures, or SOP. Now, the SOP.
I've got to say that the TSA is pretty good when it comes to being on the internet and responding to news and stuff like that. Most government agencies don't make any response at all or make any attempt, but the TSA really is on the ball when it comes to that.
Is it because, they're so involved in so many people's lives? Is that why they're more responsive, I wonder?
Yeah, why do they care about what people think about
them? Because they're about to get, because politicians are out after them.
The SOP, Standard Operating Procedures, is the TSA's secret guide as to how TSA employees are supposed to do screening at airports. The only problem is TSA employees never actually read the book. According to Jennifer, supposedly, she says, there's an SOP manual at every checkpoint. I've never seen it. Now, how many jobs are just going to let you on the sales floor or wherever it is we're talking about, whatever job, without actually going through a training guide or manual of some sort?
I find it very disturbing. I've thought about this whole idea of hiring another salesperson to do Free Talk Live, but I've got to say my biggest concern in that area is how is he going to represent he or she? How are they going to represent Free Talk Live?
That's what my concern is. How are they going to represent me? So apparently the TSA has no concern in that area.
Nope. In fact, she says she doesn't know where she would even go to find the book. And he asks.
Now, there's some activism, by the way. Bring a camera up to a TSA checkpoint and ask the TSA supervisor where the standard operating procedure book is.
That would be funny.
The only problem with that kind of activism is just as some random viewer, unless they explain it outright, that they're supposed to have this manual.
Well, you'd put that up ahead of time,
yeah.
You know, with the TSA emblem above it. All TSA checkpoints, according to rule such and such, says that TSA agents should, that the TSA checkpoints should all have a standard operating procedure. And then you pan to the video where, you know, some guy's saying, so where is the standard operating procedure manual? And the TSA agent says, get out of here.
Right, we can't tell you that.
Shut up.
They'll probably just push you off to the side and say, we'll deal with you later. And then hours later, they come back. Here it is.
I don't think they would. I don't know. It would be interesting to see what would happen with that one. Because they probably wouldn't. I mean, you would think the procedures should be public. Wouldn't you think that would be like a transparency of government thing, like that they should let those procedures out so people can scrutinize them and review them?
I think you'd be best off if you were going to do that to enroll one of the cops in the airport in your adventure first. Hey, you know, this little rule says they're supposed to have that over there. Want to go check and see if they've got it?
You mean find a cop that doesn't like the TSA?
They tend to have disdain for
them.
They
do.
But at the same time, government employees tend to flock together.
Yeah,
so you've got this this issue.
So the final question that he asks her, this is the TSA employee, Jennifer, is, did you read the standard operating procedure manual at any point? She says, you mean initially? And he says, did you ever read the SOP from cover to cover? And she says, oh, no. No, I've never read. No. So, yeah, there you go. A little bit of inside information from somebody that works ostensibly here for the TSA and was fired for outing them on some of their just absolutely ludicrous lack of training and failures of the body scanners, etc., that she experienced while she was there. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, the author of this particular article recommends opting out of anyone that is trying to be putting you through a body scanner. Just refuse to do that. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And make sure that everybody around you notices as well. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Where you can enjoy the features completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find stuff like free bumper stickers and the little web graphics that we have for banners and such you can add to your website. In addition, high-res logos and things that you can use to, I don't know, make T-shirts or whatever it is you want to do. You can use our logo. It's not a problem. We don't believe in the whole intellectual property thing, so you go ahead.
Certainly not going to go after our listeners for making T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah, I heard something about a radio station that sued their, threatened their listeners with
cease and desist order for writing advertisers to show their concern over the canceling of a morning show.
Which is crazy. I mean, now a cease and desist order is just basically a threat from a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Like,
scary piece of paper.
It can be scary, but in this situation, do you think that they had any legal leg to stand on?
No, not in the least. Zero.
It's outrageous. So they didn't like that they basically changed the format of a radio station, essentially, and they got all uppity about it.
Hold on, who's they?
Well, I'm sorry. The listeners didn't like it, and the station got uppity about the fact that the listeners didn't like it.
I can tell you that, certainly advertisers are the bread and butter, and I can see why a station would not want listeners who have a negative feeling about their programming changing, having some kind of...
Yeah, but you don't get to threaten legal consequences
sure
against your listeners
absolutely.
Complaining about something you did on your radio station.
First Amendment right. Those people have the right to, contact those advertisers.
Now, there could be, they could ostensibly kind of cross the line into threatening or, harassment. There are laws that essentially say if you make a bunch of phone calls to somebody over and over again and they've told you, hey, buddy, don't call me anymore. Once they've told you to not call anymore and you continue to call, then that falls under harassment at that point. But the radio station doesn't get to threaten somebody because they've called on an advertiser unless the person is harassing the advertisers. That would be a different story. But that wasn't alleged.
Nope.
You'd think they'd want the market feedback. I mean, if people are not going to be watching your program anymore and they're telling you exactly why, then you should value that information.
To some extent, radio stations exist. Some radio stations exist in the world where we tell you what to listen to. We're the radio station,
right,
after all.
Yeah, and very top-down kind of marketing.
And it's just not that way anymore. I mean,
news authority.
If people don't go to the radio station across town, they're going to go someplace else for their news and information.
Right, so the idea that they think they can behave in this way is absolutely outrageous. Anyway, we were talking about promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to help promote Free Talk Live and also help us get on other radio stations around the country. So your thoughts are certainly welcome on that or anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it's a TSA story or whatever's, 855-450-FREE, toll-free number 1-855-450-3733. But one of the reasons why the radio business is that way, Mark, like you were saying, this kind of, we tell you what's important. We're the weather authority.
It's a generalization, but yeah.
That's, it certainly is a generalization. Some stations have, I think, really good taglines and positioners and monikers, so to speak.
Right.
I like WWRL in New York City, one of our newest stations. They are the station that listens, which I think that's a cool, you know, kind of listener-centric viewpoint.
Certainly a better name than the News Authority.
Right. Or, like, there's another one.
Creepy.
Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to remember what the other one is. I think it's WAVH in Mobile, Alabama, which basically is, and I'm not paraphrasing, I'm probably going to butcher it, but something like, you know, we turn you up to 11 or something like that. It's you know, real kind of you-centric radio station, which, you know, even though it's still just you, talk show hosts blathering out the speakers, at least
well,
they're
what else can
from,
it be?
Right. At least
they'll take your calls if
right.
you call in.
Yeah, and at least it's coming from that perspective. And I know that their local morning show is more of an open phones morning show, so they do try to adhere to that when they possibly can. So, yeah, some stations are run differently, but one of the reasons why there is that kind of a demeanor is because of the very restricted marketplace that is the business of radio. I mean, it's incredibly regulated, like really controlled. You have to have the federal government's permission to get into the business unless you want to risk them coming into your home and stealing all of your stuff, as they will do with FCC pirate. You know, they're going to raid pirate radio stations or micro stations or community stations. If you don't have a license, you run the risk of having armed men come into your home and take your stuff. And so, therefore, not very many people are willing to take that risk. Not very many people are willing to put a transmitter on the air without having the government's permission because they're scared.
Of course.
And it's a shame because radio is so effective as far as, you know, getting a message out. It's very valuable to have a radio transmitter online. But unfortunately, because of all the FCC regulations, they severely limit the marketplace. And even if you did have the money with which that you would need to jump through their rules and regulations to pay the application fee, hopefully be approved for the application, and then go through whatever engineering processes and all the other varieties of fees and paperwork that need to be filed and sent into the FCC. Even if you had the financial wherewithal to go about that process, you may not ever get past the word go because the FCC may not even have a window of application open. So you may want to create a radio station for yourself and have all the lawyers in line and have everything in line, and then the FCC will just tell you, yeah, well, we're just not handing out any FCC licenses this year.
How do you imagine radio would be different if there weren't regulations on it at all?
Well, it would be incredibly competitive. There would be anybody who wanted to could put a transmitter on the air, so long as they're being a good neighbor to other stations and not stepping on another station.
Yeah, I think you would have to put, there'd have to be some kind of understanding around the homesteading of particular, you know, pieces of the spectrum.
Well, and case law and the industry can come up with those standards on their own. I don't think we need the FCC around for that. Although, ostensibly, that's what they were created for in the first place. And like any government bureaucracy, they got bigger and more intrusive and more controlling and more expensive over time. But because we have this high regulation means there's a small amount of choices. If we didn't have the regulation, then anyone with a few thousand bucks could enter the radio game. I mean, really, a few thousand dollars, you'd have a decent station. All you have to do is have the money for the transmitter and the equipment to create the audio that goes into the transmitter.
Right.
It's not complicated.
If you ask yourself, I mean, why is it that someplace, I get it in New York City and some of the major metros and things like that. When you're talking about top 50 metros, their dial is usually pretty full up, at least the top 20 metros. But when you're talking about so much of the country, the vast majority of the country, you're talking about, you know, the dial's wide open. Mm-hmm. Wide open. People could put up transmitters for all sorts of sections of the dial. And why? Why does the FCC, why wouldn't they approve that? Well, you know, I mean, if I just sent in and said, I want to open up 1450 a.m. in Keene, New Hampshire, why wouldn't they just go ahead and approve that? Because 1450 is at 1,000 watts all across the United States. There's 1450s everywhere. You know, maybe you've got to get some kind of engineering survey to make sure that it's safe, but I think with enough demand for that, the prices would probably come down. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. Why wouldn't the FCC just make that easy? Well, the reason is they're protecting other people's licenses. Oh, you've got this number of AMs in your crappy little market or non-market or whatever it is, so we're not going to let you get any more.
All right, we got to protect the existing companies that have already paid us for the service of protection, which is essentially what they're doing. So does that answer your question? There would be more choices on the dial.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like there's not enough choices just on, like, the regular car radio. I feel like I have to go through four country stations before I get to anything I can
listen. Right. And so you would have more niche radio stations where somebody wanted to put Jamaican music on could do that. Someone wants to air classical music, they could do that. And because it wouldn't have the same crazy overhead as your average commercial station does, they wouldn't have, you know, this desire to appeal to as wide of an audience as possible. So have this kind of mass market sounding radio station with the same Cher song over and over again, or the same Led Zeppelin or whatever. The same, literally, you say 25, Mark, but some station catalogs are as small as 150, 180 songs.
I mean, sure.
So it's really not a lot of music.
And that's like all the songs. I mean, there's a lot of them that they, you know, when you're talking about those AC stations, the pop stations, yeah, they're playing the same songs every single hour.
Oh, when I was in the radio, when I was in jail and I was doing the morning shift in the kitchen, I could count on certain songs to air. Like, I knew that I was going to hear the latest Katy Perry song, and I knew I was going to hear, there was just a few of them that are on what they call the A rotation.
Right.
That just keep on coming around every 2, 3, 4 hours. They'll play it. And so
they must do it for a reason.
These stations have so much debt because they're just, it's so expensive to start a radio station that they feel like they have to appeal to the lowest common denominator, that they have to appeal to the widest possible audience. And there's no way some commercial radio station operator is going to go get on the air in any market and start playing calypso music. It's just not going to happen. But the private operator, somebody who just loves calypso music, could put together whatever money that he needed to get the transmitter and put, you know, an automation system together on a computer. And we're talking of hundreds to a few thousand bucks, and he could be on the air. It would be as easy as the time and the little bit of money that it takes to get all the equipment together. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. But then people could air anti-government views and, you know, pro-freedom views, and that would be very detrimental to the state. So they can't have that.
JaxDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you can watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is for.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.